Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
Learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara at the beginning of the blot is finishing up the sugya that we had in the previous blot, the sugya of Talos Shubasef Chigberi, the Machloikas Shablazin Rabbanan. We'll start from the Gemara on Daf Samach Vav Midbei is Boi Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Boi Rav Yosef, make a shaman, if you have rainwater, Shechishav Aleim Ladiachas at Strublin. That you had in mind that you wanted to use the rainwater to wash that strublin, that's the base of a rechayim, of a mill. What's it then? Maul is ram, is that machshid is ram? And like the Rishbam explains, if you have in mind that the rainwater should be washing a dover talish, and from there it falls onto the zram, then it is machshirit, even though you didn't want it to fall on the zram, but that's called tchilasi l'ratzein, since you had in mind that it should wash the adava talush, that's also called that it's chilas lerotzin and it could be machshir d'zrom. Mashen kain, if you have a mind and you wash adava mechubur, that's not called chilas lerotzin, that's not being machshir d'zrom. So the question really is it strublim considered talush or mechubur, and it's negay legabe hechshir d'zrom. The Shita Mikavetzis brings this from the Taisa Rosh, and the reason why the Gemara didn't ask the Shaila Stam legabe, if the strublin itself a makabel tuma, why do we have to say a shalagab heksha zrum? The charhuden, it's the same shalagab kabbalah tuma. The teretz is because it's strublin anyway, not makabel tuma, because they're a kliya asil nachas, they're not called a kli kibul. Strublin anyway, not makabel tuma. But it's negeya, if it's mechubur atalish, but negeya the din of heksha zrum. So the Gemara says, according to Blazer, Blazer holds that by davshel nachtaimim, called mechubur lekayik reyu kekarka, it blives mechubur, and memel there's no shayla. Kiti boi lachaliba der rabbanan, the shayla's according to the rabbanan. The army ain't a kekarka, may teku. So the shayla is, what's the Gemara shayla the rabbanan hold? Ain't a kekarka. So why is the Gemara asking a shayla by its trublin? So the two ways to learn the sugyan is the Rishbam and the Stasis. The Rishbam holds in Chisant that there's no shayla in the machlekes of lezen the rabbanan legabidav shal nachtaimin. There's no shaila about its strublin. There's really no chilik its strublin in anything else. Rabbi Elazar holds that any kli that's attached to the ground has a din of mechubur lekarka. That's what he holds. That's why davshel nachtaimin is tar. So Avadi holds its strublin is tar. That's what the Gemara says. There are bun and hold that a kli attached to the ground is din of talish. That's why davshel nachtaimin is tame. Avadi's strublin is also tame shteit in Rishbam. That's not the shaila. So what is the Gemara shaila? The Rabbanan of Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar of Mishnah says, "Kol mechubur lekarka reyu kekarka," and everything that's mechubur to the house is sold with the house. And Rabbi Elazar happens to hold b'davshel nachtaim that's kekarka liyintum also. The male that's a vada the halacha that all these things are called mechubur lekarka. Mashegin the Rabbanan of Mishnah, not the Rabbanan of davshel nachtaim. The Rabbanan of Mishnah. We want to know what they hold. Are they masking because the Rabbanan of Mishnah make a chiluk? They say machteshes kavua is not sold with the house. And its strublin is sold with the house. So there's two types of kelim that attach to the house. A machteshes kavua, a mortar which is attached, is considered sold, is not sold with the house. That's considered talish. And its strublin is sold with the house. So what's the pshat in their abundant? Why are they making this chilek? So we could say one of two ways. Either they really hold that kelim that are attached are considered mechubur lekarka, but a meicher b'ein roa meicher, and that's why machteshes is not sold with the house, even though it's mechubur lekarka. Or they could hold forget. They really kalim that's attached to the house is considered talish, and now it who would didn't buy its strublin, but meicher bein yafa meicher, and al kaponim its strublin is included because legabi mechira there you can mechalat between machteshes kavu and its strublin. Its strublin is more diamond to a house, machteshes kavu a little bit less. But legabi the etzim din of karka is no chiluk lefidir Rishbam. So we're just wondering, what does the Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold? Does the Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold like Rabbi Elazar by Davshel Nachtoimin? That Kalim attached to the house of a din karka, Ayah Machteshes Kavu is not sold, that's because Meicher Bein Ra Meicher? Or does the Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold like the Rabbanan of Davshel Nachtoimin, that the Kalim that are attached to the house of a din of Talush, Ayah Sehakam its Strublin is sold, that's because Meicher Bein Yafa Meicher? And then where is the Shaila? But the Shaila is not so Negel Halacha, because we anyway know that we have Shitas Rabbanan with Davshel Nachtoimin that it blives Mechubur. We have Shitas Rabbanan with Davshel Nachtoimin that it blives Talish. Question is what our Mishnah holds. And then the Gemara fears us. Shalach Rav Nechemya Breid Rav Yosef L'Rabbi Breid Rav Huna Zuti L'Nayda Ki Asa Achitz L'Kamach Agve Issa Nechasi Afilim Itzdru B'li Yuklei Rechai. So Issa Nechasim, the tenth of Nechasim that the daughters get when a father dies, every unmarried daughter gets a tenth of all Nechasim when she gets married, and that's only from Karaka. And he said that he can have the tenth of Nechasim even from Itzdru B'li. I say he held that Itzdru B'li blibes Karaka. So Mela, the Rashbam holds, he brings Rabbeinu Chananel that says this, and he also holds that way. So what was the Gemara's maskana then? If it's Jubilee is karka, so kum there's we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the psak halacha lemaisa, that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that mechuba lekarka blibes karka. So this is the sheet of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chananel. These we shine in paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and their eye is, because that was the Eisri of the Gemara. There's no chilik it's Jubilee in anything else. And since the Gemara says you could have Issa Nechasa from its Jubilee, Vaisis is karka. Vaisis we paskin that a kli that's attached to the ground is considered mechuba lekarka. Vaisis we paskin alacha lemais like Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Ramah in Siman Tzadik Hei Sif Aleph he paskins that he says yesh aimim the talosh of sef kibri bekarka lavka karka dami that something which is talosh and you attach it to the ground doesn't wipe karka v'yesh chalkin and he brings a machlekes some argue ulechenim shel bayis v'nisher fatim ilashalim. The question is lemashal legabi shemrim. Shemim, there's a pter of karka, shemim amamuyit from karka. In order to be have a chi of shemim, it has to be davar matalta v'gufa imamim. So the Ramah brings the machlekes. Our machlekes yushenim, if it's considered karka or not. And l'chayim, the Rishbam and the Rach are the ones that hold that it's considered karka. And it brings the Marchay that holds that way, because that's the psak halacha we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Now how does the yushenim that hold that tolosh of a seif chaymer lavka karka? What do you do with that Gemara that paskins? It sounds like the maskonis of the Gemara that paskins that you take Issa Nechasim, you gave Issa Nechasim even from its Jubilee. So the Shach then, Siman Tzadik Hei learns that the other Rishonim, it comes from the Baal Ha'itur, the Baal Ha'itur brings down this Raya, and he says, V'lo yisbar lana. I don't think it's a klar Raya, zok the Baal Ha'itur. They bring a Raya that is kakarka from the fact that you gave Issa Nechasim from its Jubilee, V'lo yisbar lana. So the Shach learns that the Itta learned the Gemara that even according to that the Shail of its Jubilee wasn't, is it like Rabbi Eliezer, like the Rabbanan? The Shail of its Jubilee wasn't, even the Rabbanan could be made that its Jubilee is Karka. And that's what Taisus learned. Taisus has a bunch of kashas on the Rishbam's Pshat, and Taisus has a new Pshat. And he brings a Gemara in Chulin. In Chulin, after Zion, he brings a Gemara that seems to make a chilik between. If you have a knife that's attached to the ground, or you have an actual wall, a knife is like a daf shel nachtoimin. That's a case where you have a machlekes Reb Lezer and Rabbanan. Reb Lezer is even in that case, it's a karka. The Rabbanan in that case, it blibes tolish. But a wall, the Gemara at least has a tzad over there, there's two tzadim, but the Gemara has a tzad over there, a wall is different. A wall is different. If you have a kli attached to the ground, the Rabbanan hold it's tolish, even if it's kavel b'seif chakai. But lemaisa, the site is that it's a kli, it's attached to the ground that blibes tolosh. But a wall is a different thing. The Gemara is said that a wall blibes mechuber. It's much more daimit to the karka, it becomes batal to the karka vaisdais. A wall blibes mechuber. So if that's the hanacha, that the whole machleikas or blezner bun is dafka by a kli, a davshal nachtaimim, a machteshes, these things, a kli that's stuck to the ground. Now shaking a house, a wall, something like that, which is not a kli b'chlal, a wall, a house, these things, even according to Rabbanan, talosh b'seif chibrei, blibes mechuba l'karka. That's the anach of this Gemara. And now the Gemara is a shayla about its Jubil. Why? Because you find in the Mishnah, l'gabi mechira, that a mechteshes is not sold. Vaisis, we all like the Rabbanan, that a mechteshes blibes talosh, and still its Jubil is sold. What's the pshat in that chilik? Its Jubil is like in between. It's a kli on one hand, but it's much more daima to a binyan. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Is it like a kli or is it like a wall? Do we say that we could buy ice, we could infer from that Mishnah's chilik that its Jubil sold with the house, even though Mechteshes is not? Vais dais is like a wall. And vais dais, like I'd be old dinim, who would have a din like Mechuba Lekarka, and Mimela won't be Machshes Ram. Oh no, it's Tama Zaitig a din. Has nothing to do with the etzim din of talish and mechuber. Like, the din of talish and mechuber You can't be mechaltin its shrubel and machteshes and daf. Its shrubel is not considered like a walnut pipe's tolish. That was the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara says teku, and then the Gemara says that he was agma even from its shrubel. So it's not a right we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer Zok the Shach. That would only be the Filar Shbam's chat in the Sugya. That stam the Shaila by its shrubel is the Rabbanan admission that they go like Rabbi Eliezer, they go like the Rabbanan. Then you'd have a raya that if you gave it from its shrubel, so we pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. But if you learn like Taisa's chat, that the shaila of its shrubel is there a rabbanan made by its shrubel? And the noch is there a rabbanan avada made by a wall? And the shaila is its shrubel like a wall, or is it like a daf shalach taimen? So mela, the fact that you gave it from its shrubel could be all like the rabbanan, but its shrubel is different. As I tie in it the shach. Now, in fact, the ksaisaif in art, that wouldn't stim with the bala itter. It's a good shtickle tire, but it wouldn't stim with the bala itter, because the bala itter was clearly talking about a wall. So the bala itter said even a wall he held was not considered mechubal lekarka, it was not considered karka. The whole thesis is gebait on the pshat and the gemara and chulin that he brings, that a wall is different than a kli. So then you could say it's shtubel like a wall. But the bala itter wants to paskin even a wall is considered tallish. He wants to pass him like the other side of the Gemara in Chulin, that even a wall is considered tallish. So Koshkin, its shrubel would have to be considered tallish. So how would you have a pshat if an shrubel is considered tallish? What's the pshat that you could be given its shrubel? The maskadness of the Gemara is clearly not like the itter. And you can't answer like the shach that its shrubel, even the Rabbanan Amida, because if you can hold that way, so Koshkin and wall the Rabbanan Amida, and the Bala itter wants to say even a wall is considered tallish. So the guy in there says a chilik, that just like Mecher, we don't bring a raya for Mecher, even though the Mishnah Lamaisa says that it's Mecher, but that you could say Ben Yafa Mecher. It could be Issa Nechassim is also not totally on the Ikedinim of Karka Metaltalin. Issa Nechassim is totally on Das. Depends what people consider it. It depends what the girl is being Saimachan. So Mela, that's why Issa Nechassim is a special din. That's why the Gemara, Vibe with the Shaila by its Drublin. And really, we hold it's Blaib's Katolish, and that's a pshat, and could be even a Kaisel, that the holds Blaib's Katolish. But Lagabi Issa Nechassim, that could have a din like Mechira. Just like Mechira, we consider it Machal because people consider it Mechubber even though it's really Talish. Issa Nechassim goes also that people consider it Mechubber even though it's really Talish, and that's why the girl could get the Issa Nechassim from it. The Ksai says differently. Ksai says, just like we found by Sheiva, that even though the Rabbanan hold its Katalish, but Lagabi Shiva, which is the Rabbanan, they hold its Mechubber. And that's not only by its Drubal, that's by everything. Shiva, it's by the Rabbanan, but when it comes to Dinim the Rabbanan, we say it's Mechubber. Hazakhtik says, Shibud is the Rabbanan. So in Hilchas Shibud, whether it's Karko or Metaltum, Lagabi, if it's Meshubud or not, so that goes by the Rabbanan. So the Talish would say, Fribber by its Mechubber, just like by Shiva. Mashenkin, Lagabi Shemin, Lagabi Chuve Shvua, like, I mean, these things that are deraisa, and that we say it's tallish. Those are the ksaisa geshmak ibshat. Now, the Gain Stam brings a lot of rais. The Gain seems to them on a vadu who pass like the chachamim, that it blibes tallish. Not like the Rishbam and the Rach. And the Gain brings a few rais. One rais, he says that the Rambam, legabi davshal nachtaimen, passes like the chachamim, that a davshal nachtaimen is makabal tuma. But that's not a rai kenega the Rishbam and the Rach. Mistam and the Rishbam and the Rach would argue in the Rambam. And they will pass him a daf shalach taim is not makabel tumah. He also brings the gab at sinar shechaka of seif kava. We pass him in hilchas mikvais that at sinar that if it's chaka of seif kava, it passes the mikvah. Even though lechayy the maskanis segamay was according to Blaz in all cases it doesn't pass in the mikvah. Only according to Rabbanan it passes the mikvah. Even though shiva is derabbanan, but akapana by shame kli betalish. Even by derabbanan is a machmet to pass the mikvah. But we had mentioned before that Chassam Sofer says. He brings in the Marachash, the Archonim that learned that way, that even though we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, but mikveh is different, Chakav Sefkaveh passes the mikveh even according to Rabbi Eliezer. He also brings the Raya, because by Kaveris Devarim, also we pass like the Rabbanan, that a Kaveris Devarim blibes Talosh. And the Gemara before, when he brought down the din of Kaveris Devarim, Lagabi Shabbos, Lagabi Tumah, Lagabi Prusbul, so all these things we pass like the Rabbanan. That a kveris devarim, there's no chiyuv Shabbos on taking out the honey. There's no, it's not makabel tumah. There's no din legabi prizbul. But that alone is also not mamash araya. Because we had mentioned in a previous shir that there is a Yerushalmi that says that the whole machlokes by Keveris Devarim is dafka when it's lying on the ground but not attached. And if it's attached, everyone's maskim it's kakarka. We mentioned that Kivega asked the Kasha and the Rav that brought the Yerushalmi, but the Rabbanan hold that Tolosh Ubsef Chibrei bribes Tolosh. So maybe the pshat is that the Rabbanan of Keveris don't hold like the Rabbanan of Davshel Nachtaimin. And halacha l'maisa we paskin like Rebbe Lez of Davshel Nachtaimin, that any time it's attached, it blibes kakarka. Now, my Keveris is a whole different machlekes Rebbe Lez and the Rabbanan. That's when a Keveris is not attached. Rebbe Lez has a Xeris akasav of Yaris Dvash. And the Rabbanan hold, don't hold that it's Xeris akasav of Yaris Dvash. They hold it's Tolosh. But it's nothing to do with the machlekes of Tolosh of Sef Chibrei, the maskana sagamar that the shayl is by Yaris Dvash, we're not talking about an attached Keveris at all. So l'maisa it's a machlokes rishonim. How we paskin? Like we said, the Rishbam and the Rach paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. The Sefer Itta the Tur brings a chayshemish with Tzimit Tzadikei, and the Rama by Davshel Nachtaimin paskin like the Rabbanan. And the Shaila, how do we learn this Gemara of Agve Issen Chasim Yitzdrubel? The Shach says because by Yitzdrubel even the Rabbanan Amida, but that's a little bit shver on the Itter because the Itter is talking about a wall, and if you say that the Rabbanan Amida by Yitzdrubel Koshkin the Maida by a wall. If you learn like Taisus, it's good that the Rabbanan hold that a wall is considered Mechubal Lekarka, the only Agn by a Kli, and it's troubles a Shaila if it has a Din Kli, Legabe being bottled from the Karka. That's good for the Gemara Shaila. But if you hold that even a wall is considered Talush, so then you'd have a problem with its trouble. So we said, the Gayan says that its trouble, Isin Chasim is not Tali in the Din Karka, Metaltim is Tali in the Das. We said the Ksaisis Teretz, that by Derabonans we hold this karka like Bashiva Derabonan. So it's not klar, Hamlachal Amais, if it's karka metaltum. Now the Shach brings Kama Vakama Rishain and that Neman that a bias is a vada karka. The Shach wants to make a chiltim bias and Kaisel even. He says, Kaisel Yavashaila, the Itter holds that a Kaisel is Tolish, but not a bias. A bias, he says, all Rishainim hold that a bias is considered Mechubal Karka. It brings a lot of rais. One of the rayas is that it's mefurish halacha that a bias is nicknamed mekesser b'shtar v'chazaka. So that the ksoisayif in art brings the Magen Avram in Hilchas Sukkah, Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin, Siv Zayin, Siv Katan Zayin. He says that maybe no, maybe a bias is also considered metaltalim, but the reason why it's nicknamed mekesser b'shtar v'chazaka is it's nicknamed agav the karka. And when the metaltalim are on the karka, you don't have to say agav the karka. You could be kind at it with one kinyan. And even if it's not nikna agav, he says it can be nikna mechatzer. The karka is nikna mekesser shtar v'chazaka, and the bias is nikna al tzchatzer. So that alone time, the Magen Avraham is not a raya. He says the other raya is it could be daicha, but the shach, and the ksai source is masking to the shach. Bin kamer yishenim, that a shayel of a bias, he's potter from dine shayla. The ksai brings a taisus legabe ribis, is considered karka. Yishenim elana dinim neman, that a bias is considered karka. The Shach wants to make a chilek that even like the tzad in the Gemara in Chulin, that a kaisel is considered talush, that's dafka a kaisel. A bias is much more kavua, a bias is considered karka l'kuli alma. The Shach, the tzad is masking to the Shach's psak, that avada a bias is considered karka. Now the Gemara says, Vaita omer avashi, ki avina berefkana magbina nafila me'amla debati. Avashi says that the isin chosim they would get, even from the amla debati, the Rishbam says in Rav Yishayim Hold, it means from the schiris banta, from the rental of the houses, the mekarkoi chashivle. It's considered mekarka, the schar mekarkoi chashiv mekarkoi. Rental from mekarka is considered karka. So Taisus asks Akasha, what's the case? If they already paid the rent, so Taisus says, Avada, that's not called karka, that's money. How could you say that she could be gave the isin chasim from the rental of the karka if they already paid the rent? That's money. That's mamish money. That's metalplum. That's not karka. Elamai, the pshat in the Gemara is that the bonis, in order to be given this, and a chosim, could go and take the karka and rent it to a renter and get the ris and a chosim from the rental. Not the pshat was already rented. The yarshim already rented out the karka and they already have the money of the rent. That's about the metalplum. So what you're going to say is that the bonis could go and take the karka now and rent it and get the Rishon HaChosim from the rental. In fact, Taisus Pshita, they could stop take the karka. They could sell the karka. they could be goyve from the karka. What's the difference if they sell the karka? Well, they rent the karka. If the karka is theirs for gvia, why shouldn't they be able to rent out the karka and be goyve that way? So what's the case that they get the issa nechasim from the rental of the karka? Advertisers, Tormentor was already rented. But we're halfway through. So the Gemara is saying chiddush that the bonus could get the rent, even the rent that was accrued before they're coming now to be goyva. You don't consider that rent that the renter owes for the previous half of the year to be considered metaltel. And Taisus explains why. He says, because ein schiris mishalem esel lebesayf. That's considered karka, because ein schiris mishalem esel lebesayf. The Namuki Yosef and the Ridva, he got it from the Ridva, explains a little bit more. He says it's a daima to payers that come from karka, which is tzrichim lekarka. Lamasha, let's say there's a field, it's full of payers, and the payers are not yet ready to cut. So they have a din of karka, so the bonus could get from those payers. Because right now, they're still mechubal lekarka. So now they belong to the bonus, and then the bonus, when they become ready, the bonus could cut them off and have the chitim, even though then it'll be metaltim, but now it's karka. So the rent, since ein schiris mishalem esel b'saif, there's no chayiv yet. It's a potential chayiv. It's a potential peiris. It's a potential profit that's coming from this karka. So right now, that potential profit is still considered karka. It's still considered mechubal lekarka. It's not there yet. It's potentially there. It's considered to be in the karka. So they could now take over that chayiv of the rental, because that chayiv of the rental is considered karka. Now, the ksais and Simon Tzadikei and the Tumim also, they quote this Taisus, I'll explain why they quote it soon. They want to know, what's pshat? There's a machlekes in the Gemara, in Kama places in Shas, in Kedushin, in Bava Kama, if ein l'schiris el b'saif, or yesh l'schiris metchil v'atzaif. We pask in yesh l'schiris metchil v'atzaif, ein schiris mishtalemis el b'saif, but yesh l'schiris metchil v'atzaif, which the Chara means. The man the yama ein l'schiris el b'saif means you don't owe any money for the schiris until you get to the end. It's one big chayiv, which is chal at the end. Before that, there's no eschayivus. Potential eschayivus, there's no actual eschayivus. But if you hold yesh l'schiris metchila v'atzayif, that means every pruta you live there, and the same thing with schiris poilim, every pruta that he works, every pruta is already eschayivus, metchila v'atzayif. But ein schiris mishtalem esel b'saif. You don't have to pay the schiris until you get to the end. But the actual schaivus of the schiris is metchila v'atzayif. So for ektik sais, what's the pshat? Because ein l'schiris mishtalem esel b'saif is saying that it's still karka. It's not true. Let's say someone owes money, and the due date is later. That means they don't owe money. That means they owe money. They just don't have to actually pay the chayiv till later. But they already owe the money now. So if you owe yesh l'schiris metchila v'atzayif, so every pruta you owe right away. The due date is later, when you finish. But the etzim chayiv is now. Once it's a chayiv, so Taisus holds it's no longer karka. So what's the pshat in Taisus that because ein schiris mishtalem esel b'saif, it's not karka? So Envid excites with the Yisayin that even if you hold yesh l'schiris metchila v'atzayif, it goes l'mafreya. The pshat is when it gets to the saif, so then l'mafreya, it's chal the chayiv metchila v'atzayif. But be'etzim, till you get to the saif, there's no chayiv. Now when you get to the saif, then l'mafreya, severta chayiv metchila v'atzayif. That's the saif from the ksais. Like Gevaldik said, the Tumim says, a little different, he also shtels on the same kashi. He says like this. He says, the chayiv is not really nishlam yet, even if you hold metchila v'atzayif. He says, you know why? He doesn't stop say alumnus that it goes to l'mafreya. He says, there's still mitli tali in the rest of the dira. Because the halacha is, let's say somebody's renting a house, they made up a rental for a certain amount of time, he only has to pay at the end. Let's say an einus happens, he can't live in the house. An anus, a gangster kicks them out of the house, takes over the house, he can't live in the house. So the halacha is that if it's going to cost him more money to rent the house, another house, he could deduct the money of the rental of the new house from his chiv of the old house. Let's say they made up a rental of a house for 6 months. After 3 months, someone kicks them out of the house. Now he can only, it was $1,000 a month. Now he can only find the house for $1,200 a month. So he could deduct the $200 extra he's paying from the previous rental. Because there's one package. If he doesn't provide him a full 6 months, he doesn't have to pay. So he's meshubid to shtel him to another house. And if it costs more expensive, he could deduct it from what he owes. So memela kumtais the chayv is not nigma to the seif. Because he's still, the chayv is still mitli tali, and the fact that he's going to live in the house longer. It's similar to the ksais. The ksais is saying that lemafrei, when he finishes it, that's when he's chayv mitchila v'atzayif. The tomb is explaining a little more practice that he has to actually shtel him to the house. He actually provide him the house for an entire 6 months. Otherwise, he doesn't get paid. So that's why the chayv is not nigma. That's why it's right that's considered karka. Now, the shach there, this is how the discussion came in over there. In Siman Tzadikei, Shulchan Aruch says halacha, comes in the Rambam and the Smag. There's halacha, made him a mikzas, there's only chayv of shvua, not by karka. Karka is a ptur from shvua, there's no chayv shvua by karka. So the guy says, you owe me a piece of karka. And he says, I only owe you half a piece of karka. He's not chayv of shvua, there's no made him a mikzas on karka. Zog the Rambam, but let's say he says, you rented from me a karka for 2 months, you owe me rent for 2 months. And the renter says, no, I only rented it for 1 month. I only owe you rent for 1 month. So the Rambam says, that's not called karka. There he is, mechuyi v'shvua deraisa. He's mechuyi v'shvua made him a mixes, even though they're arguing about how much rent he owes. But they're arguing about money. He says, you owe me money for 2 months. He says, you owe me money. I only owe you money for 1 month. That's a shal about money. That's nothing to do with karka. So the Marilchai, right here, right finart, that's a kasha. This gemara is moving out that way. This gemara is mavur that you could be magbe issin achasim from amla debati, from the rent. So you see that the rent is considered karka. You see, rent from karka has a din of karka. So how come there, the Rambam is saying, the smag, that a seicher is meida, that he owes a certain amount of rent, and the masker says you owe more rent. That's called a shuas meida mix. It's a chayv shuas derais. It's not karka. Agama is mavur that rent from karka is called karka. And the Marilchai by Yishvet, Zok the Shach, Lefidus Taisus, it's Miyashiv. Because Taisus is Mavur, that when is it called Karka? When you still owe the money. When you still owe the money, since Ein Schiris Mishalem Mesel Lebesayf, so Memel the Chayv is not Nigmayat, so Memel it's called Karka. But in the case of the Rambam, he doesn't owe the money, he owes the money already. The chayv is nigma ready. In that case, the pshat is, it wasn't yet the end of the zman of the schiris. That's what Taisa says. He doesn't owe the money yet. So mail, the potential chayv is called karka. Mashenkin, in that case, he owes the money ready. You're coming and saying, you lived in my house for 2 months, you owe me schiris for 2 months. And the seich is saying, I only lived 1 month, I owe you schiris for 1 month. But it's already nishlam the zman, that's not called karka. So lefi Taisa is miyush of the kash of the Marilchai. Rent is only called karka before the end of the zman. When you don't owe it yet, then the potential chayv is called karka. But once it's nishl in the zman, once you owe money, that's not called karka, that's called money. And the shach says, the Magen Mishnah really says that, because the Magen Mishnah says, and the reason why it's not called karka is because you owe money. And the Magen Mishnah says, let's say that I have the following argument. Let's say the masker says, I only rented you the... It's a prepaid schiris. The masker says, I only rented it to you for 1 month. So you have to get out of the house after 1 month. And the seicher says, no, I could stay in the house for 2 months. I rented it for 2 months. So the seicher is claiming he wants to live in the house for 2 months. The masker is meida that he could live in the house for 1 month. So is that meida b'miksas? I'm meida, you could live in the house for 1 month. So that, he says, it would be called karka. That's schiris karka. They're arguing about the actual schiris karka. They're arguing about how much karka am I renting? Do I have the rental for 1 month? I have the rental for 2 months. Avada, that would be called karka. But when he lived in the house already, and the question is how much money he owes, even though the money's coming from the rental, that's not called karka. Now the shach says, hu adin lefidus taisis, if let's say the chayv isn't finished yet, and let's say the masker comes and says, you agreed to rent my house for 2 months, you owe me rent for 2 months. Payable at the end of the 2 months, but that's what you owe me. And the seicher says, no, I only agreed to rent the house for 1 month. I'm going to live there for 1 month, only pay for 1 month. The shach says that also would be called karka. Because even though they're arguing about how much money the seicher owes him, but that you see from our Gemara, that as long as he didn't finish yet the rental, as long as we're not by the end, that is called karka. Because we see that the banais could collect their isin achasim from the rent, and Taisus explains, because they didn't finish the rental yet. And ain't scarce and shalem asel b'seif. And that's why it's called karka. So the shach says, who adin, if the argument is about the rent, how much rent he owes, but they didn't yet finish living there, the dentaira took place before he actually owes the rent, that would be called karka, that would be called meidah mixan karka, and he would not be chayav shvua. But the shach argues, that's what shach said. The ksais argues. The ksais says it's only karka from the vantage point of the maskir. You want to know what does the maskir own in this rent? What's it called? The maskir now, this chayiv that the maskir has, people owe him rent, but they didn't finish yet the rental. Ein schiris mishlem esel b'seif. So it's a potential chayiv. That potential chayiv, the maskir's asset, is called karka. That's why the banis could collect from it. Because what does the masker own here? The masker owns karka. The rent is still considered a chelik of the karka, like we explained. It's like payris that are still mechubal karka and are still tricham karka. But that's from the masker's vantage point. But from the seicher's vantage point, the seicher doesn't owe any karka. He owes money. It's not cool that the seicher owes him karka. The seicher doesn't owe him any karka. The seicher owes money. He has a potential chayv of money. It's a chayv of money when he lives in the karka, but beside it's money. The ksais is being mechalik. You want to know what the maskir has, what's it called, what's this asset that the maskir has, this rent that he owes, this chayv that he owes, that's called karka. So if a bal chayv wants to be gaiva, the rent from the maskir, it's called he's being gaiva karka. But you want to know what does the seicher owe? The seicher doesn't owe him karka. The seicher owes him money. And the ksais brings a raya to this yisai, because the ksais says it's actually a machlekes mechaben ramah. If let's say someone claims you were mazik my karka, you were mazik my karka, you destroyed my karka, and the guy said I was only mazik half of your karka. Someone says you were mazik $100,000 worth of my karka. He says no, I was only mazik $50,000 worth of your karka. The Shulchan Aruch says, even though they're arguing about money, but since the money came from karka, it's a tzviya, the hezek of karka, that's called karka. So Meili says, if you're going to say, from the vantage point of the seicher, it's also called karka, so even after the chayv was nishtalim, it would like to be called karka. Elamai, it means that the maskir, from his perspective, his asset is karka. But the seicher never owed him any karka. From the seicher, it's called money. So Meili, the ksais holds that in the shach's case, with the masker and seicher arguing about how much the rent is, even if the schiris, this man's schiris, didn't come yet, it wouldn't be called karka. Rubi chayiv shvua dereisa. But Al Kolpanim, just to sum up, the Gemara says that the banis could collect from the amla de mati, could collect from the rent, and Taisus is masber that if the rent, they owe the rent already, they paid the rent already, avada they can't collect from that, that's called metaltalim. And if it wasn't rented yet at all, so that's pshita my kamashmalan. They stam could be gave the whole karka. They could even sell the karka. Pshita they can rent the karka to take the chayv. Now we're talking about that it was already rented, but there wasn't the zman wasn't finished yet. So even the chayv that was accrued till now is considered karka. Like the Ritvonim of Yosef say, it's like payers some chubarim the karka v'tzrichim the karka, and that's because ain't skiv shem shnei b'seif. And we sent over the ksais and the tumen explain, even though yeshna skiris mitkila v'atzeif, the ksais says that, but until the seif, there's no chayiv, the chayiv goes l'mafreyim mitkila v'atzeif. The tumen says because the chayiv is mitli tali on the hashlamis yimei haskiris, if he doesn't finish the skiris, you could take from what he owes in order to finish up the skiris. But al kapanim, that's what's called karka. And now let's see the next figure. Gemara says, it's in the bottom of the Samach Zayinim and Aleph, V'omer Rav, V'omer Rav Nachman, Machal Echulsis and Metzula. Selling two types of karka, Echulsis, place where you dig out sand, the Metzula. Rishbam learns it means the bottom of the Nar. either for fish or for getting gold and silver from there. Hegzer b'cholses leikana mitzula, hegzer mitzula leikana cholses. You can't be kind of one of the types of karka with the chazak of the other type. So Yomari says, Eini v'amish shmua machle eses sadas besim medinais. If you sold them 10 different fields and 10 different medinas, came and shiks the baksman kana kula, you'd be kind of all the fields with the chazak of one of them. So Yomari says, Ahu asim with the sadadai chanu, the good fire is one, the kula chadat ha-shmishtu, and they're all used for the same thing. Avalacha hat ha-shmishtu l'chud, v'at ha-shmishtu l'chud. They're used for different things, they can't become like one karka. The Igad army, and some say Faket, Amar Avam of Nachman, Higzah b'chulsis kana mitzula, Higzah mitzula kana ksulchulsis, you are kind of one with the other, and the Gemara says, Pshita, Dama Shmuel, Machla Esesad, this best in Medina is, that once you're maxing one, you kind of the rest. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'o the Tema Hasam, Chodat Eshmishta, it's one Tashmish, Avalacha, Atashmishta, Chodat Eshmishkut, Kamash Malan, even with different tashmishin, they become like one field. That's how we pass on like the second lashon that you are kind of. Now, in the etzim din of Shmuel, and machalei eses sadeis beesim medinas came shiks baksas kana kulam, and the Gemara says because sadei dare chanu, there's a chakira. Is it the pshat that it's mamish one field? Just like if you have one very big field and you make a chazak in part of the field, that's a chazak in the whole field. It's one field. It's one sit in one field. So too, even if the fields are separate from each other, but al yidei the sad and the ayin chanu, they buy mamish one field. Or is it the pshat that's like a kinyan agavaza? Bemis in the field is only the field you have here. But just like you find that you can be kind of metaltlim agav karka, what's the pshat? You really don't have a kinyan the metaltlim, but the kinyan and the karka makes the metaltlim could be like tuffel to the karka, could be kind of metaltlim agav the karka. Who did the sort of sadadai chanu makes that the karka becomes a bistuffle, one karka to the other? That's the maisa chazak is really only on this field, but somehow with the maisa chazak in this field, you become kind of in the other fields. Mechaskel Abramsky in the Chazayin Yecheskel, here in Bava Basra, Nashmatis at the end of the Sefer, Perek Beis Halacha Hei, he names on its Mechalma Chaych Agav by Kakois, no such thing as Kenyan Agav. The Yisayin Adavar is it blives a chazak, it blives like one big field, it blives like there's a chazak on each of the fields. Now it's a little bit shver. We'll find earlier, we're going to discuss this soon, at Afnan Gimel, that by Nichse Ager, you don't say that. You don't say by Nichse Hefker that we make a chazak on one field, you kind of all the Hefker fields all over the world, you don't say that. You only kind of this field, it's a din, it has a field with the Meitzah B'neim, the Gemara in Afnan Gimel goes through what's considered one field. What's considered two fields that got to be a ger has to be without a hefsik. So it sounds like it's not really one field, but Abchaskel Abramsky says that when you have the das makna to be makna all of them, that makes it like one field, but the etzim maisa kinyan is a maisa kinyan all the fields together. It's not the pshat you have a maisa kinyan on this field and mainly you kind of the other fields like a agav is a. It's one maisa kinyan. That's why he's marich to say such a thing. Later Gisa, in the Baruch Ber, in Berchah Shmuel, Kedushin, Siman Tes Zayin, he names on Klar, and Avad is not one field. You see, by Ger, it's not one field. The Yisayin Adavar is, you could be makna one field, agav the other field. You could be, the Sada Darachadu makes, you could be make one field like tofu to the other field, that's a Maisach Hazak, a Tutsach in this field, and Mimeli could be kind of the other field. Mistamitz and Machalikis Rishainim, Bemis and the Rishbam here, he says in Nusach, in the Farish Tam of Avakam, the Sada Darachadu, Kol ha-sada sadukim beguf karka shloelam shu echad, u-kamay she-hichzik be-kulu dami. It's a chazak on all of them. That sounds very much like a B'chatzkel Abramsky. Same thing there, Rabbeinu Gershim he-alagilion and Bayamid Beis. He says in Nusach, that filo achikana desadna da'ara kloima kol ha-karka chadu. It's one karka. Al-derech said the Yad-Ramah over here. He says, sadna da'ara makes it kechad duchta. It's like one place. But the Baruch Meir is going on the Ritva there in Kedushin, and the Emes is the same thing having Rabbeinu Yonah here above the Bashad Avayin Zayin. Klar are learning up the din of Esses Sadis with the Svaris of Agav. The Klar stelling to the Svaris and Kenyan Agav to the din of Esses Sadis. The Klar learning up that's not the Pshat, it's the Chazaka in one thing, it's Agav, it becomes tuffle to him. The Chazaka is really on this field, and all the other fields become tuffle. Case, I don't really have an afkamina ladina, but that's the shayla. Is the pshat as it blives one big field? It's the maisa kings, the maisa kinyan, all the fields together by one big field? What Pshat is, no, the Maisa King is avad only on this field, but the Sada Darechadu makes is that Kinyan Agav, it could become Tafel, it could become Batel, and Melech could be kind of those fields Agav this field. The Gemara in Gedusha Memes in his Mashmit Sedin Alts Agav. Movad that the Gemara, at least the Fiawa Girsa, compares the din of Agav to the din of Macha Eses Sadeis, the Gabi, the din of Nasan to make Kulon. The Rav says Agav only works if you paid for the entire thing, and the Gemara brings the Raya because you see by the fields also, you only kind of all the fields if you paid for the entire thing. Paid for all the fields. If you didn't pay for all the fields, you're not kind of all the fields. The Gemara's Mashma has to do with Agav, but a little bit more. The Gemara brings the Braisa. The Braisa wants to say that Chazaka is better than Shtar. Yafa Kaya Chazaka from the Kayach of Shtar and Kesa. The Gemara is comparing the Kinyanim, Kesa, Shtar, and Chazaka. Each one has a Yipa Kayach. The Gemara says the Yipa Kayach, the way we find that Chazaka is a stronger Kinyan than Kesef and Shtar, is because by Macha, Esa, Sadis, Besim, Dinis, Kevin, Shikzik, Aksim, Kana, Kulam. So that shows that Chazaka is a stronger Kinyan. Kesef, you only kind of the field you paid for. Shtar, you only kind of the field that you wrote a Shtar on. Chazak, if you make a Chazak on one field, you could kind of other fields. If you're going to say it blibes all one field, so the Pshaz, you have a Chazak on all the fields. But Kesef also, if you make a Kenyan Kesef and all the fields together, you could be kind of all the fields. But Kenyan Shtar, if you write a Shtar and you write in all the fields together in one Shtar, you could be kind of all the fields. So Chazak is the same thing. You're making a Chazak on all the fields together. If you say it's a Zadin Agav, then it shtims. Because by Kesef, if you make a Kenyan Kesef in one field, you can't be kind of other fields. Agav this Kenyan Kesef. Shtar, you make a Kenyan Shtar in one field, you can't be kind of all the other fields. Agav this Kenyan Shtar. Chazaka, you make a Kenyan Chazaka in this field, you kind of all the other fields. Agav this Kenyan Chazaka. But if you say it's one big Chazaka in all the fields, well, but Shvah and understand the Braisa. So the Birchas Avram the in Kedusha makes the Sarah. Now, the Rishbam goes right. The Rishbam says, how could Shmuel say that when you have Esa Sadis Vesim Medina Chazakim wants kind of all, when the Gemara early in Cheskes Abatim Nafnan Gimel says when you have two Sadis with a Meitzah in between them, you're kind of one, you're not kind of the other? Leitikshel Shmuel, the Hasa Menichse Ager Kai. That's what Menichse Ager. The Meilukakani, you're kind of by itself, but Loi Matan Mois. There's no money by Nichse Ager. Hilchle Kana Leisa Shehigzik. The Achle Shmuel Nami Ilu and Asa Mois the Kana Lamach Shehigzik. He says even Shmuel is dafka if you paid for it. If you didn't pay for all of them, you're not kind of all of them. By Nichse Ager, there's no money. You didn't pay for anything, and merely you're not kind of it. That's state in the Rishbam. Then this is the Rim Megash. There Nafnan Gimel says a little differently. He says there's a difference between Dasa Charis Makna. I say. When you have someone being macked in the 10 fields, so then a chazak of one is kind of all of them. Now, Shaken, if you're kind of from the Hefker, you can't be kind of other fields because you're being Zeicher from the Hefker. That's how the Rimagash says. And the Rimagash is Mefurish, that even by Matana, where there is no money, as long as you have Das Acharis Makna, you could be kind of one field, Agav the other fields. That's also the Das of the Rambam in Mechir, in Elchis Mechir, Perak Aleph Alach Achav. And also Taiz and Kedushin, Daf Chav Zayim brings that from the Rach. That by Matani Yekaina. Daf Kenichse again Akaina, because there's no Das Makna. But once it's Das Makna, it doesn't matter if it's Mecher or Matana. Now by Mecher, which you didn't give the money, then you're not Kaina. But this is the Shail the Rishainim. The Gemara says in Kedushin, that's what the Rishbam is bringing down, that the only time you Kaina the 10 fields when you gave all the money. When you didn't give all the money, you're not Kaina the 10 fields. Is the pshat because you didn't pay, you're missing the money, and mele the bailim, we don't assume he wants to makna the other fields, kozman, you didn't pay for them. But let's say it's a matani, you're not missing any payment. It's not pshat, you didn't pay any money, you're not missing any payment, even though there's no money, but the pshat is you don't have to give money, so there, vadi means to makna all of them. That's the sheet that's Rim Megash and the Rambam and the Rach that Taisus brings down in Kedushin Daf Rav Zayin. Now, Shengi Taisus early in Nafnan Gimel is Mefurish, that Matana also not. And Azayza Mashmais in the Rishbam, in both places, because the Rishbam doesn't answer the Kasha like the Rim Megash. The Kasha that was a shot by Nichse Ager, you're not kind of the other field, I Shmuel said, Esses others, the Esses Medina, you're kind of all of them. He doesn't answer like the Rim Megash because you're missing Das Makna. He says because you're missing money. He says because there's no money. He says even by Mecher, it's Dafka when you paid for all of them. And by Nichse Ager, you didn't pay for them. Now, Nechse Eger, you're not missing any money. There's no money by Nechse Eger. But Zakhtar Rishbam, the fact that you didn't pay for them means that you're not kind of. So that's why it's clear mashman the Rishbam that by Matana Usa, even though you have a Das Makdim, but Lamaisa, you don't have money. And that's the Shita of Taishas and early in Afnan Gimel, Usa the Rosh, and Chesabatim, and Benyayin and Cheskesabatim. The emphasis, the Ramban and the Rash, but they are Masupik if according to Rishbam what's done by Matana. But like we said, the Mashmais is that Kozman, there's no money, you can't become the other one, even though you have that smack. The Mishnah Melech, Perik Aleph, Milchus Kehel, Ocha Zayin, and the Machne Ephraim, and Milchus Chiris, Perik Beis. Then I'm unclaring the Rishbam, that's what the Rishbam L'Chayri says. If there's no money, you didn't pay for all of them, you can't be kind to all of them, even by Matana. So we have a Machlaikis Yishenim, and Mamma says, that's a Machlaikis Mecham Ramah, and Kuf Tzadik Beis, Sif Yud Beis, and Chai Shemishba, the Shulchan Aruch passages like the Rambam. The Dafka by Mecha, which you didn't pay for, then you're not kind to all the fields. Matana, you're kind to all the fields, like they're Machzik in one of them. Next day again, now, because there's no Das Machna, but Matana you are. Mashaik and the Ramah brings the Yesh Cholkim, that's the Rishbam and Taisis and the Rosh and Ibn Yena, the Yesh Cholkim, that even Matana, it's Dafka Mecha, where you paid for them, then the Halacha is that you kind of all of them. Mashaik and Matana, which you didn't pay for, so then the Halacha is you're not kind of all of them, just like by Nechse Eger. Now there's a Shmuz, what's the Chilik, what's the Svar Sadover? And Big Nafkamina La Halacha. And Ibn Yena before, and the Rosh says it Bekitzer, then mashman at the svaris adav is also din and das. The shail is, what is the das makna? They hold that matan is just like mecha that you didn't pay for. But the pshat is das is not to be kind. In other words, if you already paid for everything, so why should he mind if you kind it? You paid for it. So avad is das is that when you machzik in one, avad means to makna to everything. And when it's das is to makna to everything, it works. That's the din of Shmuel. And when you didn't pay for all them, so Mestamba, his das says he doesn't necessarily want to makni yet, because maybe you won't pay for it. So mainly he's not makni the whole thing. And by Matana, this is the Machloikas Yishayinim. The Rambam, the Rimagash, Rebbeinu Chananel, all the ones hold the Matana is makna, they hold Be'etzim, you don't want to be makni the whole thing. Now if you didn't pay for it, you're missing the money, you didn't give him the money yet, so maybe you won't pay for it. So he has a reason why not to be makni, and mainly he's not makni, only the one that you're makni, nothing more. Mashen Kane, the Rosh, or Ben Yaina, they hold like this. They buy Mecha, you already paid for it, so Avad, you have to give it, otherwise they have to give the money back. So Avad is Dasis to Yimachna. Buy Matani, I have no Shiba to give it to you. There's no Chiv to give it to you. Now he told you can have them, and he told you to Yimachzik in this field. Menastam, he still wants to be able to reserve the right to be Chayzer until you actually go and be Machzik in the other fields. So because it is, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh saying Cheskes about them, if he says Mefurish that you should be kind to all the fields with this Chazaka, he says Mefurish, Le Chazek in this field and Ayidei the Chazaka be kind to all the other fields, his Mefurish says that you should be kind to, so it would work. The only time it doesn't work by Matana is, the Pshat is, he said, I want to give you 10 fields of Matana. And then he says, go be Machzik in this field. And don't say klar that he's being makna all the other fields out of this field. With the chazak of this field. So then we assume mechatesa, the violin only was makna in this field, mechatesa wants to makna the other fields. But if he said mefurish that he wants to be makna the other fields, so then it works. And the Rashba says mefurish in Kedushin, the Afkav Zayin, who had been by mecha where you didn't pay for the whole thing? Vaita, it's only if you didn't tell him that you don't want to be that you want to be makdim all the fields with this chazaka. So merely you assume if you didn't pay for it, that's not part of his das. But if he told him lahed he wants you makdim the fields, even though he didn't pay for it. So avad it works. And another afkamin is by schiris. When you by renting also there's a din that schiris is nikdim bekasher shtayim v'chazaka, and by renting also the halacha is if you make a chazaka in one field, it blibes the chazak in the other fields also, there's a nifstan the darichadu. So the Paiskim say that by chazaka, even if you didn't pay for all of them, you kind of everything, because the din of loina samais is a pshat if you're supposed to pay the money. If you're supposed to pay the money, you didn't pay the money. So then, his das is not to makna everything. But by schiris, ain't schiris mishlam esel b'saif, he's not supposed to pay the money until the end anyway, so there's no chsarin that he didn't pay the money. And the Sma says this even according to the Rosh that by Matana, you don't give, because Matana, the Pshat, is completely voluntary. So Mecha Tesi wants to make everything just because he's making Chazaka on this one field. But Shenkin, seriously, he's getting money from it. Even though he didn't get the money yet, but he's not supposed to get the money yet, and excuse me, Shlomo Sayel B'Seif, so Mele is Dasis to Yimakna everything. So B'Kitzel, Lefinis Mahalach, Avada, if he wants to Yimakna everything, he could be Makna everything with the Chazaka of one. The whole Shmuz is, what's his Das? What does he want to do? The Rambam and the Rimagash and the Rak says, B'derech Kal, he wants to Yimakna everything. There's one exception. When you were supposed to pay and you didn't pay for it, you'll learn nothing to make Kulam, then he probably doesn't want to be Makna because maybe he won't pay for it. So Mel, that's the only exception where he doesn't want to be Makna. Mashen Kane, the Taisus in earlier and the Rosh Ben Yonah, they hold that Matan is also an exception because Kol Kame is not Meshubit to be Makna. He's not Makna more than he has to, more than he actually expressed explicitly. But Schiris, where the Pshat is, he is Meshubit. It's a business deal. It's not a voluntary thing. So even though he didn't pay for it, but he's not supposed to pay for it, so the Nemat Schiris would be the same thing. But the Machne Ephraim in the Schiris Perek Beis, he says that the Rishbam and the Gimel Beis is Mashma different words, not Mashma Vart of Das Bechlal. The Rishbam, they also says the same Chilik, that the reason why by the Gemara Daphne and Gimel, by Nichse Ager, you don't say that one Achzok in one field could be claimed in another field is because there's no Mois. And he brings the Gemara in Kedushim, Mamedvar Murim Shinasim to make Kulam. And his lashon is, Mamedvar Murim Shakana Kulam Shinasim Lekech Lamecha to make Kulam. The Kulu is Shtablu Leil Lekech Vishvul Ma'isav. Then the Hani Cheskas Axman Liknis Kulam. Since the all Meshubit Vishvul the Ma'is, then it works. So Taina to Machne Ephraim, the Pshan the Rishbam is that the Das of the Meicher is not enough to make it all into one field. You need the Shibit of the Ma'is to make it into one field. So Kum Daisy Tainus, so by Schiris, even though ain't Schiris and Shlomo Sayel B'Seif, you're not missing any payment. But Schiris would be like Matana. You don't have any Shibud of the Mois, and the Mela won't work. And Lechayr, Lefi the Machne Ephraim, Zvart, Lefi is Dik and the Rishbam, that's not that you say that the Das Machne makes it into one thing. You need the Shibud of the Mois to make it into one thing. So who would then, if the Meicher said Beferish, that he wants the Machne the whole thing, but it's by Matana, or it's by Mecha, where you didn't give the Mekulon, or it's by Schiris. Since Lamaisa, you don't have the Shibud and the Mois, it won't work. So, B'Kitzel, we have the Shittas Rishayim that works even by Matana. So, they clearly hold you don't need any Shibud of Mois. The Rambam, the Rimagash, the Rach. So, by them, Avada Mistam, the Pshat of Leinosim, the Mekulon is the Pshat, that the Makna didn't have Das, the Makna all of it because he didn't get paid for it. And by Matana, his Das is the Yimakna. Avada by Schiris, his Das is the Yimakna because Schiris doesn't mean he get paid for. Anyway, he's not supposed to get paid, and Schiris should have himself a little bit safe. And Lechur, if he said Lahedi wants the Yimakna, he had the Das Yimakna. Even if he didn't get to make Kulan, it would work. And that's what the Rashba says in Kedushin Dafko Zayim Mefurish. You have the Das of the Rosh Rabbeinu Yaina. They all that Matana, also, you don't say that he wants the Yimakna everything. But Kipshutei, the Neming on us is a Din and Das. They just told that Matana also you don't have Das. It's Nafka Mecha you have Das, because you're Meshubah to do it. Vashayge Mametani, you're not Meshubah to do it. Mel, you don't have Das. But then say Klar, that if he has Das Lahedi, he says Lahedi, he wants to make the whole thing, it works. But you have the Rishbam, the way the Machne Ephraim learns up the Rishbam, that the Pshat is the only reason why it works, is because you have a Shibud of Kesef, and when you don't have a Shibud of Kesef, even with the Das of the Machne can't work. So Mela by Metana, it can't work. There's no Shibud of Kesef. Even if he says he could be Kaina, or if he didn't pay for the whole thing, even if he says he could be Kaina, and who would then buy Schiris, even though it's a business deal, it's not voluntary, and it's not like he's missing paying, because Saint Schiris is a little bit safe. All these cases, Lamaisi, you don't have a Shibud of Kesef, so according to Rishbam, nothing could work. The only way it could work is if you pay for the whole thing.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.